maybe millions of lives on this one peace deal itself. And I'll tell you what makes me so happy is the two countries we're dealing with, and the third that helped so much, I appreciate so much. Maybe it couldn't have been done without you, but they really like each other. I'm not used to that when I do these deals. Usually there's a lot of hatred. They liked each other, so it made it a little bit easier. But millions of people are alive today because of this peace treaty. So before I begin, I want to extend our deepest condolences to the Prime Minister, Anutin, as well as His Majesty, the King of Thailand, and the entire nation on the passing of Her Majesty, Queen Sirikit, the Queen Mother, and a beautiful, incredible woman who is so respected all over the world, actually respected. I know the people of Thailand will remember her forever as the embodiment of dignity, kindness, and grace. This just happened. But this is a woman who was so loved and respected. Today we honor the memory by bringing the blessing of peace to the nation she dearly loved. She loved this nation like few people love their nations. This is a momentous day for all of the people of Southeast Asia as we sign a historic agreement to end the military conflict between Cambodia and Thailand. And we're so honored to be involved in that. It was so important to me. Two great countries, but they were going at it. I want to congratulate the two courageous leaders, and that's what they are. They were courageous, who are taking this monumental step. Prime Minister Hun Manet and Prime Minister Anutin. I also want to thank Prime Minister Anwar of Malaysia. I called him right at the beginning, and I said, you know, you have two countries that are fighting right next to you. We need a third place. We need a sort of a neutral place, right? And he was there, and I said to him, you know, if we get this solved, I'm coming to your country. And I told the truth, didn't I? Huh? A lot of times they say that, and that's the last you ever see. But I felt I had an obligation to come because you were so great, and the two men alongside of you are so great. Historic figures now. They're really historic figures. So I felt it was an obligation I had. I told it to you. That was about a year ago. And all of this has taken place. It's been so beautiful to see. It had started, and it was there was a lot of killing. And then when we got it stopped very quickly in this case. Some we did in 32 years. It took 32 years to get them stopped. They were fighting for a long time. This was very nasty, but it was stopped very quickly before it started. And the two leaders have great respect for each other. But the Prime Minister played a very important role in helping convene the two sides for discussions here in Kuala Lumpur. Earlier this year, an armed clash broke out along the border of these two countries. Really ancient countries by most standards. They've been long time, tremendous cultures, resulting in numerous deaths and thousands of people displaced from their homes. It was starting. Because of America's strong commitment to stability and peace in this region and every region where we can do it, my administration immediately began working to prevent the conflict from escalating. I held phone calls with both leaders. I was actually at Turnberry in Scotland when I did this. And we had a lot of phone calls, the three of us and then the four of us. We had a lot of phone calls. It was a beautiful day. I remember how beautiful it was. Turnberry is a great place, but I said, this is much more important than playing around the golf. So we sat there all day long making phone calls, and it was amazing the way it came together very quickly. I mean, really, very quickly. You caused me very good entertainment. I could have had a lot of fun, but this is much more fun for me than anything having to do with almost anything, because you're saving people and you're saving countries. But ask them to choose the path of prosperity and peace over needless bloodshed and war. At the end of July, after extremely productive discussions, we reached a ceasefire agreement. And now these gentlemen, and they really are gentlemen, high-quality people, both went to college in the United States, and now these gentlemen are about to sign what we're calling the Kuala Lumpur, peace accords, good name. Both countries are agreeing to cease all hostilities and work to build good neighborly relationships, which they've already started. 18 Cambodian prisoners of war will be released, and under this agreement, observers from ASEAN countries, including Malaysia, will be deployed to make sure that the peace prevails and endures. I have no doubt that it will. We have another situation like that right now in the Middle East and Gaza. You might have read a little bit about Gaza, and that's another one we're very proud of. But we have a lot of people watching that. A lot of people. I think this is a much different kind of a thing. That two countries are getting along really well. Today, alongside this peace treaty, we also are signing a major trade deal with Cambodia and a very important critical minerals agreement with Thailand. The United States will have a robust commerce and cooperation transactions, lots of them, with both nations as long as they live in peace. And I really feel that when we make deals, we see two countries that we do a lot of business with. We do a lot of business with both of them. We have to use that business to make sure they don't get into wars. But this is going to be a very long peace. So as you know, this is one of eight wars that my administration has ended in just 8 months. We're averaging one a month. There is only one left, although I heard that Pakistan and Afghanistan have started up. But I'll get that solved very quickly. I know them both. And the Pakistan, the field marshal and the prime minister are great people. And I have no doubt we're going to get that done quickly. That one started up a few days ago. And I just feel it's something I can do. I do it nicely. I don't need to do it, I guess. But if I can take time and save millions of lives, that's really a great thing. I can't think of anything better to do. But the eight wars that my administration has ended in just 8 months, there's never been anything like that. Never. There never will be either. I can't think of any president that ever solved one war. I don't think anybody. They start wars, they don't solve them. So nothing like this has been done in history, and it's an honor to be involved. On behalf of the United States, I'm proud to help settle this conflict and really develop good friendships, including people that work with each team. Look at these very distinguished people, except for my people. My people are much less distinguished, but they're very good. But look, my people understand the joke. But look at these very distinguished people, and I've gotten to know them. I want to thank Marco Rubio for being here. He was great. You always help. He's born for this job. He really was. He was born for this job. Secretary of State Jameson, thank you very much for all you did on helping, too. He's the foremost expert on trade, and we're going to be doing another couple of stops where we'll be talking about no war, just pure trade. We'll be talking to President Xi and a day. We'll be stopping at Japan. We'll be stopping at South Korea. And we'll be doing some other things, but they're more related to trade. But on behalf of the United States, I'm proud to help settle this conflict and forge a future for the region where proud, independent nations can prosper and thrive, safety, security, and peace. It's an amazing thing that's happened to the United States because a year ago, a year and a half ago, we were a dead country. We were actually a dead country, and now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. And when I called you, we were in the process of becoming hot. It's actually quite a while right now, but we were sort of on our way. And we had won the election big in a massive amount. And so I was respected when I called you, and it was a little bit easier. I think it's easier when you respect somebody than if you don't respect somebody. If you don't respect somebody, it never happens. But I won't forget that day because it was one of the first wars that I got involved in. And I love doing it. I shouldn't say it's a hobby because it's so much more serious than a hobby, but it's something that I'm good at, and it's something I love to do. The United Nations should be doing this, but they don't do it. You know, they don't do it. They turned off my teleprompter when I made a speech. I had to make a speech without a teleprompter. They're good at that. The escalator wasn't working too well. It came to a complete halt. But, I mean, the United Nations has such great potential. I wish they could do it. They didn't get involved with us at all. We just did the deal, and reported the deal, and everybody was sort of amazed that we got it done so quickly and so nicely. But now I'd like to ask Prime Minister Anwar to say a few words, and then we'll hear from Prime Minister Hun Manet and Prime Minister Newton. And these are, I just have to say it for a last time, these are incredible men. The way they came together, the way they worked so hard, and we worked long hours. It was not long days, because the days were few in number, but the hours were very long and very intense. There was a lot of intensity going on because there was a lot of shooting happening while we were talking. That brings it to a new level. And the three men sitting there should really be credited with having done just an incredible job for humanity. Thank you all very much. It's an honor to have worked with you. Appreciate it.